Un Ouluit, un rail et un multigrain. Alors ça, j'ai mis un Ouluit.
For Verlaine Dayon and Margonis, leaving Paris and moving to Colebrook was not just changing countries. It was a complete do-over that they felt could best be done in America. Mark had been a doctor in Paris, Verlaine a nurse. In France, one would expect them to do that all their lives, Mark says. People just don't switch careers.
In France, no. In general, when you start teacher, you're dead teacher. You go to retirement, the whole your life you are teacher.
But they saw America as a place where second thoughts could become reality, where people could voluntarily change careers, and nobody would think it odd.
It's another way of life. Here, another way of life. In USA, you see someone today, he have this job, tomorrow he changed job.
It began a little over a decade ago, when Mark was in the United States. He liked it so much, he made a telephone call. In Paris, Verlaine picked up the phone.
He told me, oh, it's nice, we can change the life, and are you interested to do that or that? I say, oh, why not?
Friends and family had mixed reactions. Mark and Verlaine were middle-aged. This was a startling change.
For some people in Paris, it was strange because we changed our life.
But people were impressed with the fact they were moving to the United States.
You know, in France, USA, it's like a dream.
They weren't refugees running away from something. They love Paris and still feel compelled to visit it every year. They were running to a new life that they thought the United States offered. They hadn't decided on a place to live and happened to be driving through Colebrook. People were friendly, they liked it, and it was one other thing.
A small town, to live in a big city like Paris or New York, we are too old for that now. We need to be more quiet.
Before leaving Paris, they went to school to learn how to become bakers.
Baguette, honey bread, we make a croissant, madeleines, macaroon, and chocolate.
Of course, before they began that baking, which usually keeps Mark busy from about 1 a.m. until 9 a.m. when he goes back to bed, they needed a store. They spent about a year renovating a closed bank on Main Street. When they got going at the end of 2001, Colebrook found it had a real French bakery and cafe.
Well, I didn't believe it.
Bruce Katz is a dentist with an office down the street. In the classic French tradition, Katz buys a fresh baguette every day.
Yes, I'm spoiled. If they ever left, I'd be heartbroken.
Katz came close to being heartbroken. In 2009, Verlaine went back to Paris to get her visa renewed. She says a woman at the embassy told her their business was marginal. Apparently, the concern was that it wasn't helping the local economy enough to warrant the visa being renewed.
She told me, sell your business and stay in Paris, and it's not their problem.
But lots of people in Colebrook saw it as their problem. Heated and pleading letters were written to congressional reps and the State Department and even President Obama.
Oh, it was wonderful. I cannot imagine before it happened like that. It's woo.
Colebrook was the New Hampshire mouse that roared. The State Department reconsidered and issued the visa. Mark and Verlaine say the closing of the Balsams Resort has hurt them. Tourists often stop by for a treat. But they have a small and steady stream of customers, including the farmer's market in Bethlehem and the co-op in Littleton. And that's working just fine.
So how have you been?
Good, and you?
Yeah. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.